Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding Kilaim Daf Ein Ches and Noiz Vador edition, Perik Chi, beginning of Aloha Base, three lines down the Amud. The Mishnah says, Mitpochos Hayadaim. These are essentially towels that you dry your hands with. Mitpochos Hasfarim, the things that you wrap a Sefer Torah with. Umitpochos Hasfag, the towels that are being used in the bathhouse. In all these cases, there's no kilayim over there, because Tarakama holds you don't wear derech levisha, you don't wear it to put it on, and therefore it's not a esur kilayim. Blazer oitzer. The one's going to explain why. With pachos as saparim, even though it's written the same way as before, for it says talk about asfarim. Here we talk about hasaparim. We talk about the barber. When a barber wraps the people that come to take a haircut to make sure they don't get dirty. So in that case, asur b'shul kilayim, it's also b'shul kilayim. We'll see in the Gemara the definition. It says the Gemara, mitpachos hayadayim. Tamon tanin, we learned over there. Sholosh mitpachosim, there's three types of towels. Shol yadayim mitamim midras. The one that you, the towels to dry the hands, have the tamim midras. Midras is a tumor of azav. When you have a person who's azav, whatever he sits on, becomes tamim midras. Sits on, lays down on. So the towels that people use to wash their hands, sometimes the zav will use to lay down on, as I'm going to say in a moment. So therefore, it has two medras. Vishal sforim, what we wrap a sefer Torah with, tumeh mace, there's a tumas mace, not tumas medras. Nobody's going to sit on it. But sometimes that tumas mace, because there is some usage for it, as the Gemara is going to explain. Shel tachrich nivnei bnei Levi, what covers the music instrument of bnei Levi, Torah Mikul, that doesn't get two more at all. Because they are used for covering only, and it doesn't have a din of kilayim. Says the Gemara, Rablah b'shar b'yukhram, p'shu noistel ha-keses v'yoshin ha-les. Going to explain why does the mitpachas ha-yadayim get a tumor of a mattress? Because the zav puts it on the mattress and sleeps on it. So he uses it, and suddenly he lays down on, so he gets tumor's mattress. Rablah p'shu noistel tachas ha-tzili yodov. He puts it under his hands when he puts the hands on the table, and therefore that's the tumas medras that you have. Ketir is the Gemara now referring to where a blazer is said in the Mishnah. Rav Omar Asur v'aloch ha'gidiv ra'isa. It is also because of kilayim. I don't say it's not also kilayim. It is used as clothing, as a cover-up, and therefore it's also shul kilayim, and it's aloch like that. V'lamo lo yom ha'ke blazer. Why didn't say aloch is like a blazer? Because the one in the Mishnah that said that it's also is a blazer. He's tani machlif. Some switch it around. Meaning some have a gear so that their blazer is the one who says it's mutter. So that's how he wanted to say it's also. Rabbi Yochanan Yoev Mapo Almanoi. Rabbi Yochanan used to put kilayim on top of his clothes. So Ovein also shukilayim, right? It's not also shukilayim. If you put it on your clothes, it's another malbush, another clothing. The loyin belumanoi. What he used it for is not to wear it. It was only to protect his clothes. That's that caused it, because it to be wearing, and there's no kilayim over there. They gave an egg to a avuno, a hot egg, in a mapo, in a small kerchief. And the reason they put it in that mapo, in order for him to be able to hold the egg, because it was too hot. The ulo mikal, he wasn't willing to take that kerchief, they had kilayim in it. Meaning, because we learned in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to enjoy kilayim to protect yourself from heat or from cold. This is considered to be protecting yourself from heat. You don't want to touch the hot boiled egg. Continues the Gemara, it says, Mitpachos Hasfarim, what covers the Sefer Torah. Shmuel bar Nachum Nishem, Rabbi Yonason, Nishu Oiso, Kimin Tik, we can use your Chaim's Girso. Kimin Tik, Umesim Bechekoi, Venoisin Sefer Torah Soleo. So we said over here, it gets Tumah. Which usage does a person have for the cover of the Sefer Torah? The answer is, he puts that cover in his hands to hold the Sefer Torah. So he has some usage with this mitpachas hasfarim, and therefore he gets tumah like any other kli. Says the Gemara now in Amud Beis, Rabbo Rab Chia Bar Yosef b'shem Rav, b'shu mechamim bo yodov. The reason is because he's heating up his hands. When he's carrying the Sefer Torah and he has the cover of the Sefer Torah, then he heats up his hands. He's able to warm his hands in these covers. Says the Gemara, Omar, Boin Barchira of Abro, Beloikach, or the Gisra of the Goyin is, Velamo, Ein Oso B'Shu Kilayim. We said in our Mishnah, there's no Yisra Kilayim with the mitpochas as svarim. Why not? He heats up his hands with it. That's kilaim. Omalei lo yuravu. No, who's the one who said this idea that he heats up his hands? Is Rav. Rav omar asur v'loch yidiv re'oisa. In echran, Rav holds it is kilaim. But we don't hold that reason. We don't know the problem of isur. Omar avyoyin ole habo v'lamo lo yomar slay. Why didn't you tell him? And we're using again the gears of Chaim. Misalakto. Maybe when Rav said that he heats up his hands, we're not talking about heating a ham when he's carrying the Sefer Torah. He's heating up his hands when he takes it out of the Sefer Torah. Sometimes he uses it to heat up his hands. But when he's carrying the Sefer Torah, he's not heating up his hands. So that's why there's no Issur Kilayim. Meaning while he's carrying the Sefer Torah, there's no heating of the hands, there's no tumo, there's no Kilayim. If he takes out the Mitzpachet from the Sefer, so then, Enechadamid will get tumor, and it will also be a problem with Kilayim. Armish is talking about when it's on the Sefer Torah. Rav was speaking when he removed him in the Sefer Torah. Maybe that's the pshat. Says the Gemara, Ilu Amar Tlei Berloikach, Eina Asur Ba'anoyo. Says the Gemara, you can't say that's the pshat. We're talking about someone takes away the cover of the Sefer Torah and uses it separately from the Sefer Torah. It's also Ba'anoyo. Not let him enjoy the cover of the Sefer Torah that way. My Havelei Memerlei. So, what the Gemara is concluding and saying, so we can't talk about when the Mitpocha is out of the Sefer Torah. So when Rav tells you that you heating up your hands when you take the Sefer Torah, it means when you're carrying the Sefer Torah. So a person heats his hand as he's carrying the Sefer Torah. That is mutter. He's not doing for his own personal deeds. He's carrying the Sefer Torah and he immediately is enjoying. So he merely is asking if that's the way you're using it, and that's the case of the Mishnah too, so why there's no Issur Kilayim? And you have to answer that Rav really argues and holds the Issur Kilayim. Because the one that says, Mitpocha is hasfag, the towels they use after the bathhouse. Says the Gemara, Palmim Shuroyus Rabo Misatepo. What's the reason that it's considered to be clothing? Because sometimes someone sees his Rebbe and needs to cover himself up to be more tsanua, so he uses it as a clothing. Ravob Shariachanon Bal Nori Noshim Asur Mishum Kilayim. What the woman used in Beis HaMerchetz, that's for sure as Mishum Kilayim, they use it as clothing. Kodez the one that Ventesa Udavan says, He Bal Nori Noshim, He Bal Nori Noshim. Really, there's no difference between women and men. Men as well use these covers to use it as clothing. According to Mara Puldo, this set is Gemara is arguing on your Avo and saying, no, you say only women, we say men as well. Mal Banori Noshi, what is the type of cover talking about? When the kids said, I mean, antite. That's a type of clothing, it's called antite. Kedir the Gemara says, Mitpochas, the Rebchaim corrects the Girsay, Mitpochas has sapor. We talk about the covers that the barbers use. Talk about only if he's using it as clothing to cover a person's body. If he's not using it for clothing, then he doesn't have a din of kilayim. Meaning if he's always using it to make sure that the hair doesn't hit his body, it's out of the levisha, then there's no din of kilayim. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Ayin Ches.